This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring on the best. He is a two-time Super Contest winner out there in Vegas. He is one of the premier handicappers that you are going to find anywhere in the world. He is Steve Fezzik, and he joins me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, this Tyreek Hill news of a non-suspension, lot of wagering ripple effects with this one. Which one in your mind is the most profound?
Well, I always look towards what's going to occur, you know, in the nearest point in the future. So I'm looking at the Jacksonville game. That is a very complicated game because I got to tell you, Sean, the pros loved Jacksonville in that game. So the line had dropped down to 3.5, would have dropped down even further if Tyreek Hill had been suspended. Now it's back up to 4, so now you got to be careful. You can't just say, oh, Tyreek Hill is only worth half a point. The line went from 3.5 back to 4. The truth is Tyreek Hill is awesome. He is so important. I have my number one rated valuable wide receiver. He's worth a full 1.5 points by my adjustments. No wide receiver is higher.
Yeah, and I know people are going to say, maybe people who are novice gamblers or maybe not even gamblers, and they're listening, they're going, 1.5, really? I watch this guy every week, and he's just destroying defenses and things like that. Man, in the gambling world, Fez, for somebody who doesn't play quarterback, 1.5 is a gargantuan number.
Yeah, and you know, a good way maybe to think of it, Sean, is that, oh, 1.5, that's like nothing. Well, in terms of like a money line adjustment, you could say if each half point's worth 8 cents, that's like a 24-cent adjustment on a line. So think about that in a baseball game. If two teams were playing and they were both minus 105 and Trout went out, the very best player in the league, well, yeah, it'd probably move about 20 cents. So it's kind of comparable to that.
There you go. What about things like Super Bowl odds, MVP odds with Mahomes, any of those things? Shuffle it all with the Hill news, Fez?
No, because MVP is a quarterback race, so maybe a small adjustment to Mahomes is necessary, but Hill isn't going to win the MVP. And in terms of the futures odds, well, the expectation was he was likely to get a 2 or a 4-game suspension, and he would have been back anyway. So no adjustment in those numbers. KC holding steady at 7-1 to win the Super Bowl.
7-1, and who's the favorite right now? Is it New England?
New England is also 7-1, and then Rams and New Orleans were just behind those two.
Okay, so you got the teams, the final four teams from last year, the top four heading into this season on the odds board. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, last thing on Hill, I guess just your own opinion. Are you surprised? It sounds like Vegas may have been a little bit surprised that he didn't get a suspension if they were baking that assumption into some lines and things like that. You personally, are you surprised that he didn't get suspended?
I am surprised. You know, what's interesting is Vegas actually got it right. They opened that line 5, mm-hmm. The Jacksonville hosting Kansas City line, and it had dropped to 3.5. I got to be honest, I got caught with what I thought was not caught, but I thought I had a great wager. I unloaded on +5.5 and +5. I could not believe that that number was still up there at 4.5. I thought it was going to crash to 3, if not lower, and I thought it was likely Tyreek Hill was going to get suspended. So I frankly can't understand how, with some prior transgressions, with a son that has a broken arm, and with the audio clip where he is I don't know how to completely describe it. I'm not going to say he was threatening to his fiance, but certainly was threatening some kind of behavior that would not be good for her, even if it wasn't physical. I'm shocked he didn't get suspended.
Yeah, it was aggressive. At the very least, it was aggressive. No doubt. I'm talking about the quote that was captured on the audio. No doubt about that. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I guess one last thing on football, Fez, just related to that game, and it sounds like Jacksonville in week 1 at least is a team that you like. Is that indicative of an overall feeling with Jacksonville for you? Do you think they're going to be? Do you think they're a team that has a green arrow up next to them heading into the season?
Yes, because it's the rare case where not only do I upgrade because of the quarterback, we bring Foles in and replace him with Bortles, but I would say this is the rare case where the defense should get significantly better The reason being is the defense was so depressed last year, they had lost all faith in Bortles. They even brought in Kessler to replace Bortles because they had no confidence Kessler was even worse. That was a dead team because they knew they could not come from behind with Bortles, and so now I expect that defense will play much better next year.
You're really good, Fez, I think, and I think really good handicappers are good at this. It's sort of either whether it's directly knowing or at least assuming from your experience from so many years what the emotional effect of certain aspects of a football team are going to be, like the effect of a bad quarterback on a defense. It seems like a very elementary kind of thing, but I almost feel like the analysts that look at football that don't necessarily look at the world that you and I look at through that gambling prism, I sometimes feel like they don't get it. You know what I mean? Do you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. And I've often said this is an art and a science. So there are guys that just crunch the numbers, the math geeks, and they win. But they don't take into consideration the emotional aspect of the players. And so what happens, like, for instance, if you have to play in the NBA some ridiculous 4 games and 5 nights stretch, including ridiculous travel, and you're upset as a team, the cumulative effect of it is more than that 4 games and 5 nights when you've got dealt a bad hand. Like, for instance, I think that's why the Thursday night road teams in the NFL do so poorly. Yeah, it's tough to play Sunday then to wheel back on Thursday. But when you can just say, you know, the NFL just went ahead and did me no favors at all in this game, making me travel and play back-to-back games in a Thursday game, it's not surprising that oftentimes those teams are no-shows.
Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, I'm glad you mentioned the NBA, Fez, because we got to get into this. First time you and I have talked since the crazy, crazy offseason where all these marquee players were changing teams. Which team changed their fortunes, in your mind, the most from the beginning? I'm going to say from the Anthony Davis trade on, which team or teams, in your mind, changed their fortunes the most from the beginning of that till now?
Well, I'm going to agree with Vegas. Vegas says the Clippers, who went from about, I guess, 11-1 to win the title, and that they're the favorite right now at like +300. $1 gets you $3. And I agree with the move. I love the fact that you've got two of the top 10 players in the league, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and both can defend anyone on the court. You bring in the fact that the Clippers had Patrick Beverley, a great defender. They pick up a guy from Portland, Harkless, a glue guy, but he has a real strong, real plus-minus on defense as well. So when was the last time I could say this? I got four guys on an NBA team that play defense, arrow way up, Clippers.
Yeah, legit defense. You mentioned two in the top 10. If I'm not mistaken, James Harden and Russell Westbrook, in your mind, are both top 10 players. What do you think about the Rockets as we head into next season?
You know, I don't blame them for the trade because carrying that $40 million Chris Paul contract with Paul being 34 was just going to become untenable over the next 3 years. So they improve bringing in Westbrook, but they are both top 10 players. Harden, second, my number two guy behind Giannis. Westbrook's my number eight guy. But they play the same position. They both have huge ball utilization rates. And here's a stat for you, Sean. Harden, number 28 at his position, defensive, real plus minus. Westbrook, number 32, that would be last, defensive, real plus minus at his position. Chris Paul was number one in defensive, real plus minus. That could be a real problem.
Yeah, that's something else. That's a real feather in the cap of Chris Paul. What if you were handicapping their stats for Harden and Westbrook, Fez? The totals for each of them in points and assists and rebounds, we could probably just know right now what it would be if they were on separate teams. What do you think the numbers are going to be heading into the season? I guess it's just sort of a gambling way to ask, who do you think has to kind of defer to the other one more in this relationship, Harden or Westbrook?
Well, I think Westbrook has to make the adjustment because there are, let's face it, that the Harden ISO ball where he just has perfected not just either driving or taking a three, but I don't think I've ever seen a player, Sean, that can like take a three jumping straight up, jumping forward, or jumping backwards and making them all. It's almost like three separate 3-point shots that he can still make and almost impossible to defend. So Westbrook has got to start shooting less. His 3-point shooting's like 30%, horrible. His mid-range jumper is subpar. He has to take a backseat drive more to the lane, and his numbers, if Houston's going to win, have to go way down.
How many teams have a legit shot at the NBA title this year in your mind, Fez?
Oh, I think it's wide open. I would say eight. I would go all the way down to Utah. I love what Utah did. They've got a great starting five. And because you've got so much unknowns with all these superstars playing with each other, who can tell how it's all going to gel? Remember that Miami Heat team with the big three that I think started 9-8 to start the season. So wide open.
Are the Warriors on that list for you?
You know, the Warriors are a wild card because if Klay Thompson could come back healthy, they're on the fringe. Given Klay could come back at 100%, I would put them on the list. But frankly, I'm worried that Golden State isn't even going to make the playoffs. And if you don't make the playoffs, it's going to be difficult to win.
Yes, that I know, Fez. 100% of the teams that don't make the playoffs don't win. They don't win the title either. I know that for a fact. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com. Fez, before I let you go, you had a tweet yesterday in the middle of the Cubs game, talking about the win shift at Wrigley. This is the era we live in, Fez, now with live wagering. Can you take us just for a minute or so, sort of down that road, and what people can look for with respect to experts in live wagering when it comes to things like wind at a baseball game?
Sure. So the total on the Cubs game pre-flop, I call it pre-flop, before the game started, was 12 to 12.5. The wind was howling out, and we were in the seventh inning, and we were trending towards an over. The Cubs were up 6-5. It was a really hot, sticky day with a heavy wind going out. And all of a sudden, never seen anything like this. Thermal inversion, the wind starts coming in off the lake. The temperature crashes 8 degrees. Standing ovation in the stadium just from a sudden weather change. They show the flags. They're coming in, Sean, at 18 miles an hour. And all in a matter of 1 minute. And so that's like a dream scenario because all of the models that were priced on this game to set the lines during live wagering assumed a wind that was going out. So when the wind started gusting in, the under 13.5 at that point in time in the seventh inning was one of the best wagers. I would argue it was the best wager you could have made on the day in MLB. Game end 6-5.
Fez, you'll be proud of me real quick. I hit on the under with the Coney Island with the hot dog contest, 74.5, because I saw that Mickey Sudo, who won the women, was way under the total in the women's, and the humidity and the heat was in like the 87-88 range. And I've judged that contest before. When it's hot, it's tough to eat hot dogs like that. I nailed the under. That's almost the same thing, isn't it, Fez?
I'm embarrassed to say I spent an hour handicapping that, and I agreed with you completely. High heat and humidity is not favorable to the competitive eater. The only thing is it had been 91 the year before, and Joey had chowed down 74, but that had been a world record, and he had gone 70, 72, 74. He's 35 now. Joey Chestnut, same age as Aaron Rodgers. I have to assume regression. I, too, Sean, went under on the hot dogs.
You took the word right out of my mouth, Fez. When you were done, I was going to say regression to the mean, baby. But, man, we're like two peas in a pod here, Fez, with this stuff. I love that. Love that. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, one of the top handicappers you're going to find anywhere, two-time Super Contest winner, and he joins me each and every week on the show. Hey, Fez, it's great catching up with you again, man. Enjoy doing this, and certainly looking forward to doing a lot more of it as this time next week when you and I are talking, training camp will be underway. So looking forward to it.
Me too. NFL opening weekend, we're going to take Green Bay +3.5 against the Bears that had a cupcake schedule, easiest in the league last year. I'm on Green Bay.
Look at that. He's just dishing out Halloween candy on the way out, too. Just winners right there. Appreciate you, Fez. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.